This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Guys, welcome back to Pure Skin Talk. My name is Devin MacArthur. Another week, another episode. I just gave myself a new peel, and it's documented on my Instagram. It's a reel, so check it out, and TikTok too. Oh my goodness, you guys, like, this is intense, and I don't even have words to describe because it was painful for the first 5 minutes. You got to leave it on for a minimum of 30 minutes, which is crazy. But this feeling that I have after, I don't like it. I don't like it. So this peel better be good. I've seen some crazy before and afters. So I am pretty excited about it. But this one's a tough one. I'm really glad I did it on myself, though, because if my clients had come to me and told me about this feeling, I would have been like, I don't know if that sounds right. So I'm glad I did it on myself first. But anyways, go watch the video if you want to learn more about it, because it's interesting. I would imagine by the time this episode comes out too, I will have some more progress on my peel. Maybe I'll be done. Maybe I'll be peeling. I don't know. We shall see. I'm kind of excited. You know, I have these spots on my face that have been so stubborn. Listen, kids, wear your sunscreen, because every year I get more sun damage popping up and it's a real bummer. So wear that sunscreen, because I promise you it's worth it. Because in your 40s, all of a sudden, you're just like, what happened? What happened? And I've been good about sunscreen for many years, but I was an idiot when I was young. What are you going to do? So I don't know if anything else is going on. I think my RA is finally seemingly under control. I mean, I don't want to say that too loudly because I don't want to relapse, but the end of January, I believe, is when it started. It was really just a terrible month, but I think I'm on the other side of it. So yay, I feel like I can get back to life. I got my new office space and I need to organize it. And I just haven't been able to. So I'm excited to get that done. And obviously I will show it to you guys when it's all ready, but I'm excited. I'm doing my videos out there and everything. So something to look forward to, a new scenery. And guy, I don't think anything else is going on. St. Patrick's Day is coming up, my favorite holiday. And I don't know. That's it, you guys. Nothing else is going on. Let's be honest. It's cold, it's rainy, and we're just going to get going on this episode. And we're going to talk about laser hair removal. All right. So here we go. All right, guys, let's talk about laser hair removal. This is a topic that I see brought up a lot on social media. I do get a few people asking me every once in a while about it and what I think about it. But I decided to do an episode because I do hear people talk about it all the time. You know, does it work? How long does it work? Did the at-home lasers work? So I thought I would just do an episode dedicated to this and, you know, let's talk about it. Let's talk who it's good for and who should be doing it and who should avoid it and, you know, all those things, you know, is it worth it? So what is it? Laser hair removal is a medical procedure, meaning you got to do it in a dermatologist or, I mean, let me backtrack a little bit on that. Depending on your state, I know in California, it has to be in a medical setting. So a dermatologist or I think a nurse can do it in California, but I think they have to be under a doctor's supervision. So you can just go to an esthetician in California to get laser hair removal. But in other states, I believe you can. I think Utah is a state that if you are a master esthetician, I believe you can do laser hair removal. Don't quote me on that, but I think that's true. So maybe Washington State is the same way because I know they have a master esthetician program. But a lot of times that's where you're going to see it. It's a very expensive machine to buy. So usually if you're a solo esthetician, most may not want to invest in a machine that expensive. But anyways, bottom line, just make sure you go to somebody who knows what they're doing. So this laser hair removal, it uses a concentrated beam of light, a laser, to remove unwanted hair. Now, during laser hair removal, a laser emits a light that is absorbed by the pigment, the melanin, in the hair. The light energy is converted to heat, which damages the tube-shaped sacs within the skin, which is the hair follicles, that produces hairs. This damage inhibits or delays future hair growth. Now, although laser hair removal effectively delays hair growth for long periods, it usually doesn't result in permanent hair removal. Multiple laser hair removal treatments are needed for initial hair removal, and maintenance treatments might be needed as well. Laser hair removal is most effective for people who have light skin and dark hair, but it can be successfully used on all skin types. So that's just like an overview. That's just giving you the cliff notes of what hair removal is. But we're going to go into more details. So there are two types of lasers, Alexandrite or the ND-YAG. I don't know if I'm saying either of those right, but you get the idea. Alexandrite works by picking up the contrast between the pigment in the hair versus the skin. This means that it's going to work best for people with fair skin and dark hair. Now, the ND-YAG lasers work by passing light energy directly under the follicle. That light energy will turn into heat, and that heat weakens the follicle and will eventually cause the hair shaft to detach and shed. And of course, over time, this will result in the absence or weakening of the follicle that reduces hair growth. This is a great option for those with darker skin. Okay, so there are two options now, depending on what you've got going on. So even with the advancement of the second laser option, it may still not work on light, blonde, white, or gray hairs. Another way around that is to possibly, you can try to dye the hair to quote unquote trick the laser. Long pulse lasers are another option and could maybe work better for blonde hairs. But in the end, laser hair removal just might not work. Okay. So it's important to find somebody who will be totally honest with you about your results or lack thereof, especially for those of you who have blonde, white, or gray hairs. Ask them about dyeing the hair, see if that's an option. Obviously, I've never done that, so I don't know. But, you know, always a possibility. And if it's something you really want to do, then that always, you know, at least worth asking. Okay, so laser hair removal does not remove all hair, like I said before, but most of it. Sometimes you will hear it called laser reduction instead, so it is not as misleading. I've also read and heard that hormones can cause hair to come back, like during pregnancy. I don't know if that is true for everyone, though. Electrolysis is the only treatment that will permanently remove all hair, but it's painful and it's tiresome because it's long. It's tedious. You gotta keep going. Something else that comes along with this treatment that is good news is that it can also help with brightening and smoothing the skin. The laser will actually help fade old discolorations caused by ingrown hairs and inflammation. And that, I think, is a great bonus. I've done the laser hair and I'll talk about my experience later, but it makes me want to go back and do more treatments because I'd love to get some of that damage reversed on my legs. Okay. Before your appointment, you want to shave. The night before is probably best, but, you know, no sooner. Make sure you have a conversation about how to properly prepare for and take care of the skin after the treatment. Most will do this, but I just want to mention in case, you know, skincare products and meds can also be a factor. After your appointment, you want to treat your skin just like you got a peel. No sauna, no workout, no swimming. Keep your skin hydrated. Once your skin has been exposed to a laser, you want to be extra careful with it, okay? Fall and winter are the best times for this treatment because you will make your skin more sensitive to the sun, because again, it's a laser, but also you have to prevent sun exposure 2 weeks prior to your appointment. So I got this done in my early 20s and it was really funny. So I have Italian in me, but I get very white because I'm also other things. So when people see my skin, they're just like, oh, that girl can't tan, you know, whatever. But because I have Italian in me, I do tan and I tan pretty easily and I hold on to a tan. So the place I was going to, like they, you know, told you no sun exposure, you know, whatever. And I remember I went for an appointment and this actually happened twice because I didn't always get the same person doing it. And they did not believe me. I was doing my bikini. This was where it was an issue. They did not believe me that I had not been out in the sun. I remember I did this. I started this in like September. So it was like after summer, you know, and I'm really good about following the rules with stuff like this. And this is way before I was an esthetician, but stuff like this just like made me nervous, like permanent stuff. So I was very good about following the instructions. So they didn't believe me because it had been too long, but I still had all my bikini lines back when I wore a bikini. I still had bathing suit lines from the sun. Like they just hadn't faded yet. So she thought, both of them thought I had been out in the sun. And I was like, no, I promise I've not been out in the sun. So they, you know, believed me, but it definitely took some convincing. I just hold on to color. So just be aware of that. If you are somebody who holds on to color, that maybe that will happen to you too. But anyways, I thought it was funny because I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys, I've not been out in the sun for a long time. That was really when I realized how long I hold on to color.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Okay, so I'm going to talk to you about my experience in getting the laser. So I did it on my underarms, my bikini, and my lower legs. Now, I started shaving when I was in fourth grade because I had so much hair. We wore jumpers or dresses, whatever, as our uniform. So my legs were always exposed. And I actually never got teased for it, but I was super self-conscious about how hairy my legs were. And, you know, I have dark hair, so the leg hair was dark hair. I asked my mom if I could shave. She said no. She thought I was too young. And I have older sisters, but they're blonde. And so their hair, they didn't have as much or that color. So it wasn't an issue for them. So I come along. My mom's like, yeah, you're not shaving. I did it anyway, because that's the kind of kid I was. And I understood how to shave. I never like hurt myself or whatever, but I was an idiot. I share a shower with my sisters. All I had to do was go in and just shave and nobody would have known. But instead, because your fourth grade brain is dumb, I went into my bedroom, like closed the door, and shaved my legs. I don't know if I did it dry. I don't remember, or if I like had a bowl of water or something. But then after I shaved, I just pushed everything into my closet to like, I don't know, hide the evidence. Well, of course my mom found it. I was in fourth grade. My mom still went like through my room and stuff, like not looking for things, but like looking for laundry or whatever. But so stupid. But I will say, my mom was really cool about it. I actually talked to her about it recently. And I was like, do you remember that? Like, why didn't you get mad at me? And she said, you know, she just figured I wanted it bad enough to do it. And she just wasn't going to get mad at me for something as silly as that, especially when I did do a good job. And I'm sure she talked to me about how, you know, the dangers of razors and stuff like that. But I just remember she never got mad. And I thought that was really cool because I was just really embarrassed by the leg hair. So I started shaving early, just to give you a backstory of how hairy I actually was. And then I wax my arms now because I have a lot of hair. Like it's crazy. It's not fair. Anyways, I got the laser hair removal. I did it on my underarms first. And I remember my mom had, I don't know why, but she gifted it to me. And I was probably like 19 or 20 when she did this. And I just did my underarms. And it worked. It definitely worked. But 5 sessions were not enough for, I guess, how much hair I had. So ridiculous. But anyway, so I did my underarms. It got rid of a lot of it, but not all of it. A few years later, I signed up for a package and I did my lower legs, bikini, and underarms, like I said. And my underarms now, I have maybe like 2 hairs or something like that under my arms. Like there's nothing. So I'll just like, you know, run a razor over them every once in a while to get rid of them. Totally worth it. I love that because when you're a girl and you constantly are shaving or, you know, even waxing, you got to wait for the hair to grow. But if you're shaving your armpits all the time, your underarms, and you get that 5 o'clock shadow, which I definitely got, and then you want to shave every day and that can irritate the skin. And it's just, I'm so glad I did it. And waxing, yeah, waxing's really great. And I don't want to wait for the hair to grow out. I just don't. I don't have that kind of patience, you know? Great that some people can do it. I am not one of them. My bikini, I mean, I definitely have more than, you know, a couple hairs down there, but I don't have much. And when I do shave or wax it, because all the hair is on a cycle, and so you may not all be on the same cycle, the hair doesn't grow back as fast. And it might take a few months for all of that is going to grow back for it to all grow back. So totally worth it on my bikini. Because again, you're dealing with skin irritation. Do you want to wait for it to grow out, you know, with waxing, all those things? So in the summertime, you know, if you're constantly in a bathing suit, you got to keep that area trim. And I don't have ingrown hairs, but that's a huge issue for most people. Laser hair removal gets rid of that. Now, my lower legs, I definitely have more hair because I only did 5 sessions on these 2 areas. So I could have gone back for more, but... And I keep saying that I will one day, and I will. But my lower legs, like it's kind of incredible, like how little hair there is compared to what I had. And I can just like with the bikini area, I can go, you know, longer with. I mean, I had to shave every day before to like make it look like I didn't have hair on my legs. So now I can go a few weeks sometimes, and you can't even tell. So. Pretty awesome. I highly, highly recommend laser hair removal. If it's something that you can afford to do, if it's something that will work for your skin, I absolutely recommend it. And I know that goes against what I do, but I don't wax body hair anyways. I only do the face. But even when I did, I was still telling people that I think laser hair removal is the best option. So if you can do it, I would definitely do it. And then now I want to talk about the at-home laser devices that they have now. So here's the thing. I mean, it has to be pretty obvious that you're not going to get the strength of an at-home device that you do in the doctor's office. You're just not going to. But I think for the most part, I don't know that it's worth it. I don't know that you're going to get the results that you want. Now, maybe for somebody like me who doesn't have as much hair, it might be worth it. And quite honestly, I might be trying it. I'm looking at the Tria, T-R-I-A. It's like $470. And I'm thinking about maybe trying it, buying that and trying it and really letting you guys know like my personal experience. Because I mean, if I could do this instead of actually going back for treatments, obviously that would be less expensive. So maybe somebody like me, it would work, but I'm going to keep you guys posted on that. But you know, overall, do I think you're going to get the same results from an at-home? I absolutely do not think you're going to get the same results. It just doesn't have the power. And then if you're dealing with, I mean, I have the dark hair, so I, and the fair skin, so I'm good. I'm a perfect candidate. But if you're not, I don't know if this option would be the best for you because you might need something stronger that's really going to work. So that's how I feel about the at-home devices. Now, I'll be able to speak more on it personally when I do purchase this. But like I said, I've talked to a lot of people and I just have never seen where anybody's like, oh my gosh, it's the best thing ever. So there you go. Take that for what you will. But like I said, I'll keep you guys posted on the results that I get. So that's it, you guys. That is laser hair removal. That is what I think about it. I'll be updating on my social media about the peel, about this device, if I end up getting it. So check that out at PureSkinOC. That's Instagram and TikTok. And I think that's it, you guys. I think we're done. And I hope you guys learned some stuff about laser hair removal. Bottom line is I love it, so do it. And that's it. I hope you guys have a great week. And we'll talk soon. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget to follow me on social media at PureSkinOC. I post lots of skincare tips and videos. You can find me at TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. And of course, you can always visit my website and my online store. If you're local and interested in receiving one of my treatments, all of my services are on there, and you can even book from there too. You can also find my skincare coaching if you want to have a virtual consultation with me so that I can help you with your skin. And lastly, but so important, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Besides sharing it with your friends and family, this is the best way to help it grow. Thanks so much, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Until next time.